Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, hell yeah! Inside the 9 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York, your nighttime host, Keith McPherson. Another 5 hour KM to AM, you heard? Let's get right back into it. 877-337-6666. Got me in here doing push-ups during the break. Because before you know it, it's Memorial Day weekend. I'm from the Jersey Shore where MD Dub is the official, unofficial start of summer. And this Memorial Day weekend, we'll be down there again for the kickoff to summer. Odyssey, WFAN. Can't wait to see you guys there. I got to make sure I got a little bit of muscle. I got to make sure I look a little bit in shape, right? No, I guess not. No, yeah, it's important. This is a warning shot to those of you out there that might have slacked on your 2024 resolutions or slacked on your diet or your workout regimen. You have really this month until it is t-shirt weather, shorts weather, tank top weather, and man, just being a little bit more conscious of what you eat and when you're working out. Like, I'm at work right now. I'm working out during the break. I didn't get the full workout I wanted to get in earlier today, so I'm taking advantage of it. I just want to look the part. And I think it's important to look the part, especially when I meet a lot of you guys, right? I'm a former athlete. I talk sports every day. And I think if you're listening to WFAN every day, it's important for you to meet the guys that are talking about these athletes and these teams and have all these takes. And I think it's important for you to see where it's coming from. Like, you got to see the guys at Boomer and Geo Live this past Friday. I'm actually doing an event called Jersey Fest at the same venue on Saturday, May 18th. So check out White Eagle Hall for that. Greetings from the Garden State podcast is basically myself pulling up with a bunch of other bands and people from New Jersey celebrating the Garden State. And then May 19th, we were just talking about Willie Randolph coming down the shore to Fort Monmouth at Baseline Social. And yeah, if you're looking to meet me, you want to break down that wall between radio and listener, I'm outside, man. I'm at the stadium a ton. I'll be at the stadium tomorrow. But, you know, these events are great. They're a great opportunity to get to shake hands. And, you know, I love meeting fans and listeners, and not even my fans. I mean, like, fans of the Fan, people that are saying, I listened to the Fan from your first day, or, you know, I listened to Steve Summers and I started listening to you. It's just great to break that down. Because when I'm in here at night, I tell you guys, there's nobody in here. Like, the update that's coming from remote, it's my boy Nick at night behind the glass. Marco will come in. Like, when I'm doing these shows at night, there's like three people in here. So you never actually know how many people you're reaching until someone runs up on you at Yankee Stadium or someone comes out to an event to share with you how much you mean to them. And man, that is the greatest motivation. That is the biggest thing for me at this point in my career. 877-337-6666. The Knicks have tied it up 64-64. We're obviously talking about the game, reacting to the game. We've talked a little bit about the Yankees. I had Willie Randolph chime in on the Knicks. And before we went to break, I left you with a thought about Gerrit Cole returning and what the Yankees may or may not do with the rotation in the bullpen. I do want to get into some Mets conversation later. And naturally, we got into the gambling conversation. Lou from Astoria shared some stories, and I shared my stories as well. I just think we're in a time where everybody's gambling, and gambling is everywhere. And a few years from now, it's going to be like, hey, there's been a massive effect on a lot of different people in the sports world. All right, back to the phones we go. Thanks for holding. Mike is in Pennsylvania. Mike, you're on The Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, what's going on, man? Big fan. First time calling you. Appreciate it.
Nice. Welcome.
Big fan. Yeah, I'm actually from Red Bank, so down where you screw up down here. And I'm going to the event, so I'm excited to see Willie Randolph. Excited to meet you, too. I've been seeing your work for the last few years. So
Awesome. What high school did you go to?
So I just moved down here last year, but okay, so I went to Washington Hills.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say you went to
down here.
Red Bank Regional or RBC or CBA.
Yeah, so I went to Washington Hills. I didn't go to Red Bank. I just moved here about a year ago.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm familiar with this area. And I just want, first, before I ask my question, I really appreciate, you know, you having Willie Randolph and you have Aaron Boone here a few months ago, making sure people, like Yankee fans, don't have to go all the way to the Bronx. I really do appreciate you you bringing some Yankees down here to this area, especially at Baseline. It's an awesome bar. I was there a few times. So I'm looking forward to meeting you, to meeting the Willie. It's an awesome event. I was just curious, it's a new restaurant. How did that happen, like, with Aaron Boone and Willie Randolph? And, like, do you plan on having any current Yankees there in the future?
We're building it towards that. Shout out to Frank Luna. You guys might hear Frank from Bradley Beach call in. Frank is another Jersey Shore guy that does work up here in the city. We just organically kind of ran into each other, and I think good guys just kind of support each other. When you meet the good guys in the industry and in the sports world, you kind of just find out who is who and what is what. And Frank, he helped me do the Paul O'Neill event at the Stone Pony, the Jose Trevino event at Outpost, the Aaron Boone event now at Baseline Social. We're going to have Willie Randolph. So I got to shout out Frank Luna. And then he's also connected with Brandon Steiner. You guys know Steiner. And he does a ton of stuff with the Collectibles Exchange. And those guys are the guys helping me do these things. I'm really just a host slash, promotional arm and a fan. Like, I would like if I wasn't on WFAN and I was living back at home, and I don't know, if I was still working at Guitar Center and I heard that Aaron Boone or Willie Randolph was coming to the bar 15 minutes away from the crib, like, I would be there 100%. So it's great, like I said, to get these guys to come down. And yeah, we do look forward to having players. I know Oswaldo Cabrera came down to Asbury last year. They had Jake Bowers down there. I mentioned Jose Trevino. In the offseason, we'll definitely get those guys to come down. And Baseline Social is a ridiculous spot. Like, it literally is like a Vegas sports book type bar dropped into Fort Monmouth. You still there?
Yeah, okay. I'm still here. Yeah, that was when he talked. Yeah, no, that's an awesome bar. It's an awesome spot. I was there a few weeks ago. They have a good live music there.
Yes.
It's awesome. It's only 10 minutes away from me. So, yeah, I'm excited to come meet you. It should be an awesome time.
Yes, sir. I'll see you then. Thanks for the call, Mike. I mean, I can't wait till football season over there. I got to figure out a night where I can spend like a Saturday down the shore and then go watch football there, because they do ridiculous Sunday football, because they have the TVs to put all the games on big, where you could see everything going on. 1 p.m. kickoff, 4 o'clock kickoff. And it is just that type of spot. The food is great, and you can get all the traditional stuff from pizza to wings to fries to nachos. And yeah, Sunday, May 19th, if you're looking for a little Sunday fun day vibe as we get closer to the summer, if you want to meet myself, Willie Randolph, Baseline Social, go to baselinesocialnj.com. And get a ticket and come through and chill. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Matt in Monroe. Matt, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith, big fan.
Thanks for calling.
We've talked the last couple of weeks. I want to make a comment about what you were talking about with your doctor, and then to chime in on the call coming off the IL situation. So on the gambling, me and my buddies, and I've been gambling 40 years. So any gambler, if you ask a real gambler, has always lost way more than he's ever won.
Yep.
I mean, this is a fact. I mean, and you know what it's like since you're of an age where you must have had to call bookies.
Yeah.
So you've got to realize, I mean, some of those, the minimum to get in with Spider was $100, but not $3 on a 5-team parlay.
Right.
You know, so when you were chasing nickels and dimes, and it got out of control in a hurry.
Yeah. And then even with it started with phones and slips, and then when they can make you a dark web account on a illegal gambling site that you could log into and give you a credit, then you don't have a chance. You don't stand a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I was agreeing with you. I think I'm being responsible about the gambling, especially how overflooded, and I'm lucky enough that my son's 22. And he's been so far, very responsible with it. So
yeah, and it depends, right? So, back then when I was gambling with cash that I had, or I was gambling with credit that was given to me, knowing I was going to lose. Now you don't get that. Now you have to link your bank account. You have to deposit the money to lose the money.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
A different
There's
game.
No chasing. You've already spent it.
Right. It's already in the account. It's gone once you make your slips. And like you said, you can't make a $3 parlay that can turn into $500 with these bookies and with some of the others. So that didn't exist. You were
right,
betting
exactly.
Spreads. You were betting over and under. You were betting money line, and that was pretty much it. There were no options to parlay exactly. 8 teams.
Right. There was no player prop anything.
There was no boost. There was no specials. It's like, hey man,
right,
this
exactly.
is what we got. This is what we're playing. This is the options you had. I had a bad March Madness. I just remember, it was the March Madness that UConn and Syracuse went to triple overtime. That March Madness, when I was in college betting, terrible. Just a bad time.
Oh, wow. That's a bad day.
Yeah, just a bad time.
And then on the Yanks, I got to let Gil go, don't I? I got to put Clark Schmidt in the bullpen.
See? Okay, so let's have the conversation.
I can't believe I'm going to do that, but how do you take the kid off the mound?
Right, because he's throwing hard. He's striking guys out. He's looking like he's older than he is. You know, Luis Gil, though, is going to be on a pitch count coming off of Tommy John.
So I know.
He's
going
to run out of
bullets. I don't want to piss off Schmidt.
And Clark.
I don't know.
Yes, Clark being in his second full year. And you know what? The Yankees have put out some great content with Clark Schmidt. We're starting to really see his personality, how lovable he is, how the teammates like him. And he's been pretty good. I don't think they bump Clark. I think they go 6-man rotation. That also gives Cole an extra day in between, or they could. I had to dub that. Hold on, you should come back. Stroman will have no say in the 6-man rotation. He had some say in whether he was going to take the ball opening day or not. I don't mind him taking it, but I think it either is 6-man rotation or they potentially bump Nestor if Nestor is down. Because Nestor has experience. Nestor used to come out when it was Chad Nestor, right? Chad Green opening and then Nestor coming out. And not for nothing, Nestor had a great outing yesterday. I'm not trying to throw Nestor out there as the first guy to lose his spot. But I also think there's a good shot that Luis Gil, being young, they just say, hey, man, you got to save your arm. We got to save your bullets. And as I'm talking about having a power pitcher, somebody coming out of the bullpen that could throw hard, I think it's between Luis Gil and Nestor Cortez to get bumped.
Okay.
If not, we're going 6-man rotation to ease Cole back into things. And those are not bad problems to have.
No, they're not. I mean, Mason Miller would be everybody's wish list, right?
Sure. Everybody in baseball is probably calling the Oakland A's like, hey, what do you guys want?
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Appreciate you. Yeah, They're not bad problems to have. Carlos Rodon doesn't get moved because of how much money he makes. It is what it is. Clark Schmidt, I think you keep him there for his confidence. You keep him there out of respect for what he's done last year and this year. Marcus Stroman, obviously, is a starter in this league. He ain't coming out of the bullpen. And how much money he makes. Nestor Cortez, I just think because Nestor has experience doing it, and Nestor seems to be the guy that's up for the challenge, right? Yeah, I'll take the ball opening day. Yeah, I'll slot in and be the ace of the staff, or in the spot that the ace of the staff would be. Like, I'll be the, you know, first guy, and I really think it's higher probability. I think it stacks up these three ways. Six-man rotation to ease Cole back into things, especially, I was telling you guys last month, go look at the Yankees schedule in June. It is a gauntlet. So, like, I like that they're above water right now and they're winning games and winning series and sweeping series. Like, this month of May, we got to win everything. We better sweep the Astros again. June is going to be rough. So, Cole is coming back hopefully mid-June. Maybe they just go six-man rotation. You get an extra day of rest. I think that's option one. Probably, let's say, a 50-50 chance, 50% chance that they do that. Then I think there's probably a 30% chance that they tell Luis Gil, hey, young man, you did great. You got great stuff. But to save your arm, you're on a pitch count anyway, we're going to put you in the bullpen. Can you do that? Can you do that for us? And I think he'll take on the challenge and understand that he is going to be a starter in this league, but we're looking out for his health and his future and doing what's best for the team. You had a Luis Gil coming out of the bullpen, what does he do? He strikes out guys. That's a guy that actually could come in and strike out the side. That's a guy throwing 98 with a live fastball like that you're like, whoa, coming out of the bullpen in 7th, 8th? I can see it. If he's up for the challenge and can adapt and evolve and turn into that, then I think there's like a 20% chance that it's like, all right, Nestor, you're the guy so that we can keep that young guy in the rotation throwing hard. And then maybe you have days where, you know, it's him, then it's Gerrit Cole in a series, and that's hell for batters facing those guys back-to-back. 877-337, you know the number to dial. Dan is in Chappaqua on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Dan.
Am I speaking to the Willie Mays of WFAN?
Oh, happy birthday, Willie Mays. It's Willie Mays' birthday. I didn't even say that.
That's right.
I cannot
and
take
and it's yours.
I cannot
so
take
happy
that.
Birthday to both.
I cannot accept that. My birthday was a couple days ago, so I'll take the happy birthday.
Oh,
but
okay.
I cannot be compared to Willie Mays in any regard.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of seeing him in person at the Polo Grounds, so that's another reason I brought him up.
Yeah, that's awesome, because all I hear is how ridiculous he was at the plate and in the field, and that's
right.
What I'm not.
Yeah, he caught a ball right at the edge of the the bleachers, and threw it to made a ridiculous throw to the pitcher's mound. It must have been about 400 feet. So that was a crazy sight back then in 52. And right after that, he went into the Army for a short stint. Reason I called wasn't brought up about Sterling, how bad the atmosphere was right before he got hired. They had two guys on the radio who did Yankees in 87 and 88, and those seasons were very frustrating because the Yankees won a lot of games, but they finished fourth and fifth those years. And the two guys on the radio had no connection whatsoever to New York. Mm. So it was really a drag, you know, trying to listen to games there. So the guy from ABC called him up, after the season, said, would you like to do the Yankees? I bet you he didn't hesitate more than a half a second. But the thing is, it almost went off the rails because after a couple of years where the Yankees were still not doing too great, he got frustrated and, you know, was going to throw in the towel, but fortunately he stuck it out.
Yeah, I didn't know too much about that. Obviously, that's before my time. I know John spoke about wanting to be Mel Allen and being a Yankees fan, and the only job he really wanted when he got into this, and he did a couple other things, was the Yankee job.
Yeah, I heard him back in the 70s when he had a talk show. And he was he could be very tough at times, but he also heard him on his Islander broadcast, and you know, sometimes the Nets, but more the Islanders. But I was glad. My reaction when he was hired is, what the heck took him so long to get somebody like him, you know? So finally it worked out.
Thanks for the call, Dan, and the compliments, and the John Sterling history and look back. I got to look back at this Knicks game. Seems like everything is falling for the Pacers, but yet the Knicks aren't that far behind them. I mean, we got Obi Toppin doing between-the-leg dunks in the guard.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Pardon. Dunker's Delight is back. They're throwing up prayers. Miles Turner throws up a prayer from three at the buzzer to end the third. They go up 87-82. Right now, faces in the garden are looking stunned. The Pacers with a 5-point lead going into the fourth is huge. It's going to take heroics. It's going to take Jalen Brunson and these guys to play their best quarter tonight to survive this right here. Going to the box score, Miles Turner has 22 to lead the Pacers. TJ McConnell has 16 right behind him off the bench. Again, the narrative, or not even the narrative, but the take of the Pacers and how many guys they unload off their bench that can play minutes, affect the game offensively, score defensively, give other guys a break. It's coming true right now. I told you before, I think it was 27 points off the bench for the Pacers. I mean, at this point now, You've got 16 from McConnell, 9 from Obi Toppin, 6 from Isaiah Jackson, another 8. They got almost 39 points off the bench compared to the Knicks, who right now have 3 points off the bench. So you already know what the national narrative is going to be if the Knicks don't come back and win this game. You already know what the calls are going to sound like on WFAN if the Knicks don't win this game. When I look at the box score for the Knicks, Dante DiVincenzo did get going like I called for in the second half. He's got 19. So what do you like? He really got going in the second half. Brunson with 22. Isaiah Hartenstein with 13. Josh Hart with 17. OG Anunoby, we need you to have a big fourth quarter. You're the only starter not in double digits yet. But yeah, man, that bench of Miles McBride, Mitchell Robinson, and Precious Achiuwa only having 3 points. And right now they've played about 20 minutes. That's the disparity in the game, and it's only a 5-point lead. 877-337-6666. If you're not watching the Knicks game, tune in now for the start of the fourth quarter with the Knicks down 5. It's going to take some heroics, some smarts, some coaching, call timeout, don't foul. And again, we've got another nail biter coming down to the wire. It's just how the Knicks play and how they've been playing every game so far in the playoffs. This game, no different. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up at 877-337-6666. Let's take another call before we do hit that break. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross is on the Fan almost every day.
What's up, my bad, Keith? What's going on, man?
You're good, yeah. Talking the talk.
Dude, so listen, I mean, we went into this, you know, you look at Indiana, you kind of look at their whole season, it seemed like every game you were talking about betting before. You look at their over-unders, it was basically listed at, what, like 235, 36 and a half the game? I mean, I remember one game, it was like the Wizards, it was like 245 at one point. I was like, what the hell is this line? And it wound up being like a 270 total final score. I mean, this is like going in, they fire from all cylinders. You're looking at guys like McConnell, I mean, he's, you know, hitting it from everywhere. Even, you know, talk about Halliburton's one of the lower point totals on the board, and he's got the assists left and right. So, I mean, this, and you talk about Obi with between the legs, he's got a chip on his shoulder. I mean, dude, they're, honestly, you're even looking at the Knicks side, 82 through 3 is kind of high for them. Where they average like a little more than 70 after 3.
The over-under tonight is at 217. We would need 48 points in this fourth quarter to get there. I don't expect that. I think it's going to slow down. I think the under is going to hit.
I mean, you never know. It depends on, you know, if they play that foul game.
Yeah.
But
let's see.
I don't know, man. It just kind of seems like, you know, the Knicks are firing.
Did he just turn over the ball in the inbound? It looked like he turned over the ball in the inbound.
I'm at 11:51. I don't know if I'm behind because I just had the audio cut out. But, you know, you look at Hartenstein, you know, besides, you know, the lob at to go to halftime, hitting that from half court. He hasn't been bad. You know, you brought up Anunoby. They're doing their job offensively, and it kind of seems like the narrative going in was, you know, Indiana, their whole mantra is just the offensive side of the ball. They can't rebound to save their lives. They, like, defenses are not back. And they kind of seem to be, like, contradicting
that. You don't have to defend.
So I don't know, man. You know, you're looking at hindsight, so, and that's kind of the other thing, too. One last thing. You look at Indy, they don't really have a full rotation. I don't know why the graphic keeps saying Daquan Jeffries is in this game sign, though. They keep putting up the graphic, they're saying Jeffries is in. I think McBride and Achiuwa are the only two guys coming off the bench.
Why do they keep, don't know why they keep flashing number 8, Daquan Jeffries. Yeah.
Indy's got like 15 guys, and you look at games, I think it was game 6.
It's a typo, because OG Anunoby is number 8. OG Anunoby, who I called on to raise his point total, there's a 3.
Yeah. Now, he's been solid. He's been doing his part defensively, too, you know, what they can work with. But, you know, you look at game 6 with Philly, one last thing, it became the Buddy Hield game, and Buddy Hield has been a disaster with Philly up until that point. He dropped like 20. Meanwhile, our disaster of a deadline grab, and Alec Burks was laughing when they were losing like 5 minutes ago. You'd think he'd be a big cat right now. Him and dude, even Bogdanovich, too, you know, obviously went down with the injury. I don't want to say heating up towards the, you know, right before the injury, but for when he first got here, he was just as bad, too, for all the flowers we give him for the OG trade.
Yeah.
That Detroit trade couldn't have blown up in their face any worse. So that's kind of, you know, coming to cost them, and, you know, who knows, man? We got to see how this fourth quarter shakes
crucial
up.
Crucial fourth quarter. Obi Toppin just drains a 3. They flash the stat.
It's brutal.
42 bench points for the Pacers. 3 for the Knicks.
42-3.
Coming back down, OG Anunoby just smoked a layup. They have to, like, in the fourth quarter, you got to have everything. You can't make mistakes. Hey, I'll let you get another word in. I got to hear from you about the Rangers. How do you feel? I know you're slightly more pessimistic than optimistic, but they haven't lost yet. I know, you know, later in that game you were sweating some, but I just feel like, man, I think they can beat the Carolina Hurricanes. I don't think you got too much to worry about.
Here's the thing, dude. We saw the bells and whistles and the tic-tac-toe, everything in the first period, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
3-1, you see Mika look like he couldn't miss the net, and this is coming from a guy who had kind of a letdown of a regular season. And, you know, you see him so far leading the team by, I think, you know, more than double in terms of points. If he's got 3 or 4 goals, he almost had the hat trick if he didn't pass up that. By the way, what was that on the breakaway pass? It up. He pulled a Blake Como from a couple years ago, but, you know, nonetheless had a great game. And then he kind of saw a second period and then third period. They kind of let Carolina back into the game. And that's kind of, I was talking to C-Mac this morning. You know, that's kind of the thing you see this time of year. Cough, cough, last year, Devils Rangers, you weren't on the air for it. But the word comfortable is what brought the Devils to the second round, because the Rangers were up 2-0, both games 1 and 2, 5-1 finals each. Rangers looked like nobody was getting in their way between them and Ward Stanley, and they wound up not making it past the first round because they got comfortable. They let Dougie Hamilton score in game 3, and, you know, the rest was history. So right now, like you said, 5-0, I'm excited, but cautious optimism, because you know what? All it takes is, like I said, you know, with the Knicks, with Philly, one little crack in the door. I'm saying, you know, pedal to the metal, man. You go up 1-0. Just keep hammering from all cylinders, dude. And, you know, Mika, Kreider keeping it up, playoff performers. You know, as soon as you take a lead, man, just don't let him back into the game. Just keep firing away and keep this going, bro. Going to rally with a 2-0 lead.
There it is.
You know, we got to wait and see, man. Appreciate the time, man.
Ross and the Rangers, thanks for the call, Ross. 877-337-6666. We have put out there the conversation around the Yankees, Gerrit Cole returning in about a month and some change. What will happen with the rotation and the bullpen? We've put the conversation out there, of course, about the Rangers, them handling business, not losing yet, feeling pretty good about that. Obviously, we're talking about the Knicks in this fourth quarter. I don't know. It's not looking great. There's a 9-point lead in favor of the Pacers. Is there even 9 minutes left in the game? It's something like that, 10 minutes and some change. And I do want to get into some conversation around the Mets, but I'm kind of waiting for this Mets game, as the Mets do lead 4-3 in the middle of the seventh inning. When that game concludes, hopefully it's a win for the Mets, and we'll talk about it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, halfway through a 5-hour KM to AM BRB. All right. How you feeling out there? Hopefully you're having a good night. As we get closer to the summertime and the weather changing, I was at Yankee Stadium yesterday, and I was like, April showers bring May showers. It was just pouring rain, and they were playing through it. I'm like, you can't keep playing a baseball game with literal puddles on the field. I'm like, this is bad conditions. But we knew they were going to push through that game. We knew, you know, obviously they had to get a certain amount of innings in. I also knew, too, I'm like, they're going to delay this game at some point, but they're holding off on that. And once they delay the game, then they'll call it. Obviously, the Yankees were up. If you watch the game, the Yankees were up 2-0. Man, that Aaron Judge, speaking of gambling and betting, shout out to my boy Zeke. My boy Zeke came through with his wife Kayla to join my wife and I in Legends yesterday. We were blessed. Shout out to Casamigos for hooking it up. But before the game, we're eating. And I'm like, yeah, Judge got ejected Saturday. He's homering. Probably his first at bat. I literally spoke these words. I'm talking to you with my eyes closed right now because I verbalized it, but I didn't go to the app to bet it. If I would have bet, I would have put probably $50 on Judge to homer and another bet on him to have the first homer. That would have been cash. And I'm sitting in my seat right behind the Yankees dugout to the right of the cameras a little bit. And when Judge homers, my boy just gave me a hug. He's like, you called it. I'm like, yeah, and I didn't bet it. I'm not betting for a week. I hate when I have something in my mind to helicopter into the app. Like, I stop betting every day. But I had a hunch. I'm like, just knowing Judge, that's his first ejection. He's probably thinking about that all night. And when he gets up there and he gets something to hit, he's hitting it out. Speaking of the New York Yankees, on your screen right now, if you're looking at Madison Square Garden and this Knicks game, it's Mariano Rivera sitting next to Nestor Cortez, who's sitting next to Gleyber Torres, who's sitting next to Giancarlo Stanton on the floor. I said, I knew the Yankees were in there. That's why I asked Willie. I'm like, did you get to go to any games? I bet back then it was slightly different now with social media and, you know, having, you know, these Yankee players on an off night. Who wants to go to the game? They have Mariano Rivera, who we talked about tonight. There's only one Mo. We're not getting another one. No one is getting another one. But then they've got three current Yankees. Nestor Cortez, who pitched well yesterday at Yankee Stadium in the rain. Oh, DiVincenzo. This is it. Here it is, folks. 94-93, DiVincenzo hits the three. There's a little bit under 9 minutes left in this game, and this is where it's winning time. If you ever watched that 30-for-30 winning time with Reggie Miller against the Knicks need the opposite to happen. They need to make the plays. They need to lock in on defense, not foul, and use how many timeouts they got? Two timeouts left. Use those timeouts. They don't roll over. Make the buckets. Take what they give you. It's a three-point game in the Garden, and it is getting tense. I mean, it's been tense the whole game. But, yeah, back to the conversation around the Yankees. Judge homers. And I've judged so many, pun intended, I've judged so many homers in there. Like, I laugh. I love Yankee Stadium because as soon as the ball is hit, a pop-up, everyone, I just know how to track the ball in there. I know how to look at the outfielder's feet. And when Judge hit that ball, I didn't even see it go out. I turned around because I'm in row one. I turned around to whoop the crowd up like, let's go, let's go. And, I wish I made that $1,000 gambling that I probably would have made. But, nope, I missed it. I called it but didn't actually make the ticket, didn't actually put in on it. But that's good. I want to see Judge hitting homers. I want Judge to be pissed off. I want Judge to go on a tear now. Judge probably wanted to go his whole career without being ejected. But there was just a guy behind home plate that felt like Judge said too much with his back turned to him. That again, Saturday I was losing my mind. I'm like, I can't stand it. These umps and their God complex. The ego that these guys have. Nobody is there to see you. Everybody's there to see Aaron Judge hit a homer. It was a close game at the time. It was the seventh inning. This game's not over. You're going to eject the Yankees captain because he said that was BS? Come on, man. Judge never gets thrown out of games. So you have to be super insecure and small to feel like that. And I've had enough. I've been calling for robo-umps for years now. I've been calling for robo-umps for years now. And if it's not straight robo-umps, give us the challenge system. Because that was a borderline call with Judge. But Judge is someone that gets victimized by a strike zone that doesn't move for his 6-7 frame so much. I mean, the guy's got to deal with it all year. He's struggling a little bit early on in this year. And these umpires certainly aren't helping him out. And then you hate to see what I say. These umpires, they have like a Yankees versus the umps mentality. It's like they come into Yankee Stadium. They don't want to get shown up in New York on the main stage in front of all those fans, nationally televised. It's like they go in with their guard up. Aaron Boone can get tossed because a fan sitting a few seats down from me in Legends yells too loud. They could get thrown out because the guy in the seventh inning has just had enough. And it affects the game, and that's not right. Call the game, man. Just call the game. And Judge even gave respect. He says, I know they have a hard job. And he said, I'm wrong sometimes judging strikes and balls, but come on, bro. You're going to throw out Judge for that? Issue him a warning or talk back. Say something back to him as he's got his back to you. It was ridiculous watching that. But luckily, the Yankees win and the Yankees sweep. And I feel good about the Yankees right now. Obviously, there's some issues with guys like Gleyber Torres. I don't care what Gleyber does. I hope he does better. You know, I was talking about Gleyber in the stadium with one of the fans. And I'm like, you know what? If he's not hitting for average, he's supposed to always have the power. What has happened to this guy? This guy's having a terrible walk year. He's having a terrible contract year. He's ensuring himself that he's not coming back to the Yankees. Hell, he might be putting himself on the trade block. And we're not going to get anything for him performing like this. We need Gleyber Torres to step up. And you guys know my spiel about Volpe in the leadoff spot. I was so disappointed the day it happened. I was so disappointed just the way it happened. And I actually heard BT and Sal talking about it today this morning, listening to their show. I'm like, they said exactly what I said. When it happened the night before, we were told that in 10 years, we'll look up and Anthony Volpe will be a leadoff hitter for this team. Okay. All right. Then the next day, he's the leadoff hitter. And when asked about it, the explanation is to get Gleyber Torres going. And Gleyber Torres hasn't gotten going. So you zapped two players, or you zapped in favor of one player, you zapped another player who was having a ridiculous start. His eye was just like, I don't know. I think Volpe will fight through it. I think Volpe will come through it. We've seen him in these last couple of weeks. He had a nice leadoff double. He had a single. Yeah, I mean, he's done it some. But I look at the Yankees like, you knew better. You knew better last year. You knew better last year. This is a young guy making his way in this league, still learning, still developing. And it looked like in one offseason he grew up a lot and I guess convinced you that, yeah, he's ready. But not really, because in spring training, it was DJ LeMahieu who was going to be the leadoff hitter. Wasn't going to be Anthony Volpe. Then DJ gets hurt, and it was Gleyber Torres. And I would have much rather you have gone to Alex Verdugo, who I'm glad you moved him up in the lineup, but I would have preferred the first move be to move Doogie up to the leadoff spot because he did it in Boston. He's a few years older than Volpe. He's a veteran. He wouldn't have been shaken up by the opportunity, and I love Doogie's approach. I was talking to my boy Zeke about it. Shout out to Zeke's dad, Danny, who groomed him as a baseball player. And whenever you hear me talk about, you know, growing up and playing football and how if I would have went with my next door neighbor more to play baseball, it's Danny and Eric. And, you know, I said to Eric yesterday, I'm like, man, I love Doogie's approach at the plate. He's like, oh, Danny says the same thing. So, like, if you guys are both saying that, like, he must be a good hitter. I'm like, he is. Like, his approach, like, he takes what they give him. And yesterday in the rain, he slides head first. I'm like, man, this guy's trying to be guardy out here. I don't mind the slide. I know some of you guys are like, no, don't get hurt. I'm like, no, that's a guy playing in left field. And he heard Judge say, you're the best left fielder since Brett Gardner. And he must have went and looked up the Brett Gardner highlights. He must have went and looked up the Gardy stuff and saw, oh, Gardy would slide head first. Well, if it's close, I'm going for it. So, Doogie, we see you, bro. We appreciate you. I would have rather seen you be the leadoff hitter before we put young Volpe there. But it is what it is. DJ's not coming back. They're not going to move Verdugo now because we've seen success with him hitting, you know, fourth or fifth, rather. It depends. They gave Rizzo the rest. But, yeah, all in all, the Yankees are doing pretty well compared to where they were last year with the additions they added to this team. And I know Yankee fans, we're never content, but you got to be right now. They got defeated by the Orioles in Camden Yards 3-1. They bounced back, come home with a sweep. And now you've got the hated Houston Astros coming to town. So all the 21-year-olds that just started drinking beers can come to the stadium and chant F Altuve and get their little TikTok videos. Have at it. It is valid for the next 3 days. He'll be here Tuesday. His birthday is today. Happy birthday, Jose Altuve, because I remember being there when we originated the F Altuve chants back in 2021. And they rained down on him for 2 days. And then on his birthday, he got the best of us. Here come the Houston Astros, tied for last place, coming to Yankee Stadium Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know you're going to hear F. Altuve chants. Brunson with the bucket right there. All right, we got a break. There's a lot going on. Obviously, this Knicks game is coming down to the wire, and this break will help us get closer to the end. I've started the conversation around the Yankees. I see you guys calling in. And when the Mets game goes final, we'll definitely bring up some different things with the New York Mets. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Okay. Right back at it on the Fan in New York. Monday night, Keith McPherson show. We call this KM to AM. Blessed to get the opportunity to talk to you guys from 7 p.m. to midnight. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. We've obviously been talking about your New York Knicks, and I don't want to jinx anything, but before break, I said this was going to be an important stretch this last 5 minutes. The Knicks got to do what they always do to lock in and close out. The Garden has come alive. They are making the plays. Brunson with a three. Ananobi with a dunk. Josh Hart just threw the ball away. Can't do that. I'm going to stop talking about what's going on now. We've been talking about what's going on with the Yankees. As a Yankee fan, I'm content right now. I think that they've started this first month and a week of the season off very well. I was very happy to see them complete the sweep. I always say, sweep them so I know it's real, right? When they can't complete the sweep, I'm like, I don't know how good they are. I don't know if they're really that good. Sweep them so I know it's real. They're doing this without Gerrit Cole, without DJ LeMahieu, without a couple other guys from the bullpen, without Jason Dominguez, so let's continue the conversation with John from Masbeth on the Fan. What's up, John?
Welcome back. Hey, Keith.
Hey.
What's up, man? Yeah, you know, I'm perfectly content so far also with how the year went so far.
for the Yankees. We're almost a quarter of the way through the season. Only one team has more wins than us in baseball.
Right.
And it's pretty funny how things change in hindsight. Because when Cole went down with his injury, everybody was stomping the table for Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery. And here we are.
Gotta get Dylan Cease.
Firm.
Make the trade for Dylan Cease.
Cease, yeah. Now here they are. They're standing firm. They got the second best ERA in baseball as a team. Luis Gil has been amazing. Hitters are just hitting 159 against him, which I think is third best among all starters in baseball. Only one pitcher in the entire Yankees pitching staff, starters and relievers, has an ERA of over four, and that's Caleb Ferguson, who all he's got to do tomorrow is pitch one shutout inning, and then his ERA is under four. So,
yeah. I'm not mad at him at all, man. He had a little bit of a rocky couple outings.
He had a couple of rocky outings, but back-to-back. It's just funny how things work out, you know? But the problem is, actually, it turns out, we get shut out five times, you know? Like who would have thought we're getting shut out five times?
With Juan Soto and Aaron Judge together in the lineup, how you guys get shut out five times in your first 11 losses?
Judge, But I'm waiting for Dominguez to come back, you know? And if Dominguez plays how he played last year, then it's going to change his lineup. You know, I don't think we're going to get shut out five times in 40 games.
You have some flexibility. You have some options to play with. Your bench gets stronger. You can move some guys around. You can take Judge out of running in center field every day, and maybe that makes him better.
And this umpire that kicked out Judge out of the game, you know what? I'm glad he did it, because all he did was what they say. He's awoken a sleeping giant.
Oh, yeah. I knew it, too, when I saw Judge. I knew that was all that it was going to take. Thanks for the call, John. 877-337-6666. I knew, because Judge is the nicest guy. And Judge probably literally thought he was going to go his whole career without getting thrown up till Ryan Blakeney decided to throw him out on Saturday in the seventh inning. Tom is in Bergen County before we go to the break. What you got, Tom?
What's up, homie? Great to talk to you again, Keith.
Yeah. Thanks for joining the show.
Always. I'm such a huge Judge fan, just like you are, and he represents so much, the captain. He's Jeter 2.0 as far as gentleman dignity on the field and the pinstripes and the whole thing. And he wasn't wrong for getting thrown out, and I didn't see it. It's so funny. Like, I only heard Judge got thrown out, and I was like, what could have possibly
happened? I saw it.
And then I saw it. And my problem is, he should have swung more than the argument, more than the umpire. That's a heater on the outside part of the plate.
It was a borderline. It tapped the zone.
39 miles a year. Dude, that right field porch is 314 feet away.
Yeah.
He is 6'8", hit it 315 feet. That wasn't a slider. That wasn't a changeup. That was heat on paint. He's got a swing. The ump is wrong, but he's also wrong. Two strikes, Yankee Stadium, outside heat, that's too close to take. I love you, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Tom. You're right. It was borderline, and it was a strike. It touched the zone, but Judge was struggling. And Judge, I don't know, he didn't swing. So he's upset, and he said, you've been BSing all game. That was BS. He got tossed. All right, we got to go to the break and the update with Pete McCarthy. But Dante DiVincenzo, bang, hits the three. The Knicks are up 118-115. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to call him right back. BRB.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Obviously, there's some issues with guys like Gleyber Torres, who, I mean, I don't care what Gleyber does. I hope he does better. You know, I was talking about Gleyber in the stadium with one of the fans, and I'm like, you know what? If he's not hitting for average, he's supposed to always have the power. What has happened to this guy? This guy's having a terrible walk year. He's having a terrible contract year. He's ensuring himself that he's not coming back to the Yankees. Hell, he might be putting himself on the trade block. And we're not going to get anything for him performing like this. We need Gleyber Torres to step up. And you guys know my spiel about Volpe in the leadoff spot. I was so disappointed the day it happened. I was so disappointed just the way it happened. And I actually heard BT and Sal talking about it today, this morning, listening to their show. I'm like, they said exactly what I said. When it happened, the night before, we were told that in 10 years, we'll look up and Anthony Volpe will be a leadoff hitter for this team. Okay, all right. Then the next day, he's the leadoff hitter. And when asked about it, the explanation is to get Gleyber Torres going. And Gleyber Torres hasn't gotten going. So you zap two players, or you zapped in favor of one player, you zapped another player who was having a ridiculous start. His eye was just like, I don't know. I think Volpe will fight through it. I think Volpe will come through it. We've seen him in these last couple weeks. He had a nice leadoff double. He had a single. You know, I mean, he's done it some. But I look at the Yankees like, you knew better. You knew better last year. You knew better last year. This is a young guy making his way in this league, still learning, still developing. And it looked like in one offseason he grew up a lot and I guess convinced you that, yeah, he's ready. But not really, because in spring training, it was DJ LeMahieu who was going to be the leadoff hitter. Wasn't going to be Anthony Volpe. Then DJ gets hurt, and it was Gleyber Torres. And I would have much rather you have gone to Alex Verdugo, who I'm glad you moved him up in the lineup, but I would have preferred the first move be to move Doogie up to the leadoff spot because he did it in Boston. He's a few years older than Volpe. He's a veteran. He wouldn't have been shaken up by the opportunity. And I love Doogie's approach. I was talking to my boy Zeke about it. Shout out to Zeke's dad, Danny, who groomed him as a baseball player. And whenever you hear me talk about, you know, growing up and playing football and how if I would have went with my next door neighbor more to play baseball, it's Danny and Eric. And, you know, I said to Eric yesterday, I'm like, man, I love Doogie's approach at the plate. He's like, oh, Danny says the same thing. So, like, if you guys are both saying that, like, he must be a good hitter. I'm like, he is. Like, his approach, like, he takes what they give him. And yesterday in the rain, he slides head first. I'm like, man, this guy's trying to be guardy out here. I don't mind the slide. I know some of you guys are like, no, don't get hurt. I'm like, no, that's a guy playing in left field. And he heard Judge say, you're the best left fielder since Brett Gardner. And he must have went and looked up the Brett Gardner highlights. He must have went and looked up the Gardy stuff and saw, oh, Gardy was slide head first. Well, if it's close, I'm going for it. So, Doogie, we see you, bro. We appreciate you. I would have rather seen you be the leadoff hitter before we put young Volpe there, but it is what it is. DJ's not coming back. They're not going to move Verdugo now because we've seen success with him hitting, you know, fourth or fifth, rather. It depends. They gave Rizzo the rest, but... yeah, all in all, the Yankees are doing pretty well compared to where they were last year with the additions they added to this team. And I know Yankee fans, we're never content, but you gotta be right now. They got defeated by the Orioles in Camden Yards 3-1. They bounced back, come home with a sweep, and now you've got the hated Houston Astros coming to town. So all the 21-year-olds that just started drinking beers can come to the stadium and chant F Altuve and get their little TikTok videos. Have at it. It is valid for the next 3 days. He'll be here Tuesday. His birthday is today. Happy birthday, Jose Altuve, because I remember being there when we originated the F Altuve chants back in 2021, and they rained down on him for 2 days, and then on his birthday, he got the best of us. Here come the Houston Astros, tied for last place, coming to Yankee Stadium Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know you're going to hear F. Altuve chants. Brunson with the bucket right there. All right, we got a break. There's a lot going on. Obviously, this Knicks game is coming down to the wire, and this break will help us get closer to the end. I've started the conversation around the Yankees. I see you guys calling in. And when the Mets game goes final, we'll definitely bring up some different things with the New York Mets. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Okay. Right back at it on the Fan in New York. Monday night, Keep McPherson Show. We call this KM to AM. Blessed to get the opportunity to talk to you guys from 7 p.m. to midnight. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. We've obviously been talking about your New York Knicks, and I don't want to jinx anything, but before break, I said this was going to be an important stretch this last 5 minutes. The Knicks got to do what they always do to lock in and close out. The Garden has come alive. They are making the plays. Brunson with a three. Ananobi with a dunk. Josh Hart just threw the ball away. Can't do that. I'm going to stop talking about what's going on now. We've been talking about what's going on with the Yankees. As a Yankee fan, I'm content right now. I think that they've started this first month and a week of the season off very well. I was very happy to see them complete the sweep. I always say, sweep them so I know it's real, right? When they can't complete the sweep, I'm like, I don't know how good they are. I don't know if they're really that good. Sweep them so I know it's real. They're doing this without Gerrit Cole, without DJ LeMahieu, without a couple other guys from the bullpen, without Jason Dominguez. So let's continue the conversation with John from Masbeth on the Fan. What's up, John?
Welcome back. Keith.
Hey.
What's up, man? Yeah, you know, I'm perfectly content so far also with how the year went so far for the Yankees. We're almost a quarter of the way through the season. Only one team has more wins than us in baseball.
Right.
And it's pretty funny how things change in hindsight. Because when Cole went down with his injury, everybody was stomping the table for Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery. And here we are.
Gotta get Dylan Cease.
Firm.
Make the trade for Dylan Cease.
Cease, yeah. Now here they are. They're standing firm. They got the second best ERA in baseball as a team. Luis Gil has been amazing. Hitters are just hitting 159 against him, which I think is third best among all starters in baseball. Only one pitcher in the entire Yankees pitching staff starters and relievers has an ERA of over four, and that's Caleb Ferguson, who all he's got to do tomorrow is pitch one shutout inning, and then his ERA is under four. So
yeah, I'm not mad at him at all, man. He had a little bit of a rocky couple outings.
He had a couple rocky outings, but back-to-back. It's gonna happen. You know, it's just funny how things work out, you know? But the problem is, actually, it turns out, we get shut out five times, you know? Like who would have thought we're getting shut out five
Juan
times?
With Juan Soto and Aaron Judge together in the lineup, how you guys get shut out five times in your first 11 losses? Judge,
yeah. But I'm waiting for Dominguez to come back, you know? And if Dominguez plays how he played last year, then it's going to change this lineup. You know, I don't think we're going to get shut out five times in 40 games.
You have some flexibility. You have some options to play with. Your bench gets stronger. You can move some guys around. You can take Judge out of running in center field every day, and maybe that makes him better.
And this umpire that kicked out Judge out of the game, you know what? I'm glad he did it, because all he did was what they say. He's awoken a sleeping giant.
Oh, yeah. I knew it, too, when I saw Judge. I knew that was all that it was going to take. Thanks for the call, John. 877-337-6666. I knew, because Judge is the nicest guy. And Judge probably literally thought he was going to go his whole career without getting thrown up till Ryan Blakeney decided to throw him out on Saturday in the seventh inning. Tom is in Bergen County before we go to the break. What you got, Tom?
What's up, homie? Great to talk to you again, Keith.
Yeah. Thanks for joining the show.
Always. I'm such a huge Judge fan, just like you are, and he represents so much, the captain. He's Jeter 2.0 as far as gentleman dignity on the field and the pinstripes and the whole thing. And he wasn't wrong for getting thrown out, and I didn't see it. It's so funny. Like, I only heard Judge got thrown out, and I was like, what could have possibly
happened? Oh, I saw it.
And then I saw it. And my problem is, he should have swung. More than the argument, more than the umpire. That's a heater on the outside part of the plate.
It was a borderline. It tapped the zone.
39 miles a year. Dude, that right field porch is 314 feet away.
Yeah.
He is 6'8", hit it 315 feet. That wasn't a slider. That wasn't a changeup. That was heat on paint. He's got a swing. The ump is wrong, but he's also wrong. Two strikes, Yankee Stadium, outside heat. That's too close to take. I love you, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Tom. You're right. It was borderline, and it was a strike. It touched the zone, but Judge was struggling, and Judge, I don't know, he didn't swing. So he's upset, and he said, you've been BSing all game. That was BS. He got tossed. All right, we got to go to the break and the update with Pete McCarthy, but Dante DiVincenzo, bang, hits the three. The Knicks are up 118-115. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to call him right back. BRB.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.